New exposure sites have been listed across the southeast after an unvaccinated Uber driver tested positive. The sites are on the Gold Coast and in Brisbane. Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeanette Young says the unvaxxed man is still very ill in hospital.
He is so sick. This is a man in his 30s. He is so sick that we're having difficulties talking to him and getting information from him.
And we're now at the 9-day mark. That's how long you have to be vaccinated if you haven't already, to have enough time to build up immunity before our border reopens. You can do it tomorrow between 9 and 3 at Beerwah State High School, Coolum High School, Noosa District High, Nambour State College, Sunshine Beach High and Maroochydore High School. You can also go to the Caloundra Indoor Stadium at any time, your local pharmacy or GP. Well, it's about to get a bit busier with data based on migration during the pandemic showing the Sunshine Coast among the top 10 regions in Australia set to boom with visitors. It tracked where Aussies have moved to since the pandemic started and domestic travel has been disrupted. Moval spokesperson Adam Coward says their data showed Brisbane topped the list with the Sunshine Coast coming in at number 7.
People have found that they can now live and work from anywhere, and I suppose there's a lot of people that are downsizing, who are retiring and looking to move, and what we've seen is COVID has been a real catalyst for people changing where they want to live.
A GoFundMe to help the family of a Yandina man who sadly died in a motorbike crash this week has raised more than $22,000. Ashley McGowan died when his bike crashed along Collins Road at Nindiri on Tuesday night. He leaves behind his partner Michelle and 11-year-old son. And swimmers in parts of the Mary River have been told not to put their head underwater. Recent water quality testing at Moy Pocket, which is just downstream from Kenilworth's popular camping areas, have returned results showing high levels of E. coli, the levels in fact 5 times higher than what's recommended. The high levels are thought to be caused by a combination of cattle crossing the river and campers not disposing of waste correctly.